All right. So let's learn more about Trey Lance. Our fascination continues with this 20-year-old draft pick of the San Francisco. He'll be 21 on Sunday, as it turns out. So the North Dakota State Bison play-by-play man, Jeff Culhane, joins us. And I'm imagining live from North Dakota. We're down here in San Francisco. Jeff, welcome to the Murph and Mac Show, the morning show on the flagship of the 49ers, KMBR 680 and 104.5. And thanks for coming on. And how you doing this morning, Jeff?
Murph, Mac, great to be on with you guys. And yes, talking to you live from Fargo, North Dakota. By the way, I love the Bay Area. Have some family out there, so San Francisco's a special place.
Jeff, you're already on our good graces here. You know more about the Bay than Trey Lance.
Maybe.
I think that might have been his first arrival here, Jeff.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, you guys got a special one. I mean, we obviously would have liked to have had him for more than 17 starts here in Fargo. He's a tremendous talent, an even better young man, and he is going to do some special things out there when the time is right and when he gets his opportunity. He took our division by storm in a big-time way. He is a big-time football player, guys.
Yeah, tell us all about, like, you know, he comes out of Marshall, Minnesota, which we don't know a whole lot about. It's kind of a small town, right? This isn't like a Minneapolis, St. Paul suburb, right? So
correct, yeah.
Yeah. So did you know, when you guys, when North Dakota State landed him as a recruit, you were with the team then, right?
Correct, yeah.
So how big a deal was it? Was it not that big a deal? Was it a big deal? Do you remember him coming in as a recruit?
Well, 100%. You know, it was a big deal. He's from Marshall, Minnesota. It's about 2.5 hours to the southwest of the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. So you're right, not a suburb of Minneapolis. And, you know, a guy out of high school that didn't have an offense that was, you know, pass first or pass oriented. But coming out of the state of Minnesota and Marshall High School, a big-time athlete. And our coaches then, our head coach was Chris Kleiman, who's now at Kansas State, and the offensive coordinator, Courtney Messingham, followed Chris Kleiman to Kansas State. It was our number one recruit on the board. And, you know, it was also the first year in college football, guys, where the early signing period came into play in December. And so we were lucky that happened at that point in time when Trey committed to NDSU out of high school, because what started to begin, some of the bigger schools, the Group of Fives and Power Fives, started to realize they made a mistake. And they started sniffing around, and Boise State came in late and said, hey, Trey, if you don't sign and wait until, you know, February, the first Wednesday in February, we'll offer you as a quarterback a full ride. And Trey, the person that he is, the convictions that he has, he stayed firm with North Dakota State, came here, and, you know, we knew right away, guys, that this was going to be a special player. We didn't realize it would be right away as a redshirt freshman, but that year he was unbelievable. We were treated to a big-time performance all year.
Well, people who know their football, and we're talking to Jeff Culhane, the play-by-play man for the North Dakota State Bison, people who know their football know that North Dakota State is the Alabama of FCS. They've won 16 national championships. They won 5 straight between 2011 and 2015, and then 3 more between 2017 and 2019. So, he chose wisely. He went to, well, obviously Carson Wentz. And just kind of thinking here, Jeff, that's a heck of a thing, because the story we had heard was that no Power 5 schools were offering him as a quarterback. Is that, you kind of alluded to Boise State saying, we'll do it, we'll do you, but no other Power 5 schools wanted him as a QB.
No, they didn't. And, you know, the University of Minnesota was, I think, obviously a big one for Trey and for his family. And when, you know, when they told him that they were looking at him as, you know, an athlete and not a quarterback, that was a big turnoff. And, you know, to Trey's credit and to his family's credit, his parents, Carlton and Angie, who are great people, you know, they said, look, what do you want to do? Are you going to be a quarterback in college? And if that's the case, you just have to tell everyone when they say, we don't see you as a quarterback, thanks, but no thanks. And it was a situation where there were obviously some evaluations that didn't go the right way for some of the bigger schools, and missed out on a chance to have one of the top players in all of college football, and certainly now, of course, the number 3 player in the draft. But you know, you go back and you look at a lot of the features on Trey and his family. When Minnesota said, we don't see you as a QB, that chip on his shoulder got even larger, and their loss was North Dakota State's gain at that point in time.
Wow. We're talking to Jeff Culhane, the play-by-play man for the North Dakota State Bison, to learn a little bit more about Trey Lance. So he comes in 2018. He redshirts, right, the entire year. So at that point, though, did the coaching staff, you know, in your conversations with the coaching staff back then, did they know right away what they had, or was it still a little bit, you know, we don't know what we have with Trey?
So the rules also changed that season in the fall of 2018, guys, where you could play up to four games in a season as a college football player and not have that count against your year of eligibility.
Okay.
So we were able to see Trey in small doses. We have, you know, we've been blessed here to have some great quarterbacks. You alluded to Carson Wentz down the coast in Los Angeles with the Chargers. Easton Stick is a backup quarterback to Justin Herbert right now. Right. And so he was a senior when Trey was a true freshman. And Easton mentored him a little bit, like Carson mentored Easton when Easton Stick was a young player. And we caught him for two games, guys. We saw him in the second game of the season in 2018 in a blowout late. And on his second or third play of the game, he ran for a 45-yard touchdown run, you know, sweeping through the defense and showing off his speed and athleticism. And it was a bit of a glimpse into the future on that play. But I think the one that was sort of an aha moment that showed off the skill set that he has in that 2018 season, we were playing a game against the conference foe in the University of South Dakota. Trey actually fumbled the snap. It bounced two times. He picked it up, surveyed the situation, and then ran it in for a touchdown from 30 yards out. And so when that happened, we're like, okay, there's something a little different about this guy. And he took over as a redshirt freshman in 2019. And his very first game as a starter at Target Field, we played a game, and he accounted for five touchdowns. His accuracy was pinpoint, whether it was just a simple pass over the middle or a deep ball down the field. And then the way he was able to elude defenders and create plays and make things happen with his legs, it was the first real big time viewing that we had of the Trey Lance movie, and it only developed from there into just a massive picture the rest of the season.
Yeah, incredible. To the point where he turns pro after really playing only 17 games. Amazing. We're talking to Jeff Culhane, the voice of the North Dakota State Bisons. Great background and a very vivid descriptions too. It's fun to hear. I have to ask, when you watched him play, this is kind of one of these sort of, I don't know if this is a fair question or an unfair question, but the comparisons. Some people don't like to do comps, some people do.
Yeah.
But was there, when you saw him play, did it make you think on Sundays of Russell Wilson, of Deshaun Watson, of Josh Allen, of,
yeah,
I don't, did, was, or did you have any kind of feel or no?
You know, not at that point in time, to be honest with you, because his final game, you know, final game that had big meaning was the national championship game in January of 2020 against James Madison. And he was the star of that game as well with the plays that he made in propelling NDSU to a national title, their eighth in nine seasons. Honestly, I'm sitting in the booth, guys, and the game's over, and you're thinking about how great Trey Lance is, and I'm thinking, my goodness, we're going to have this kid potentially for three more years. And we're thinking, this is going to be an amazing run.
Oh, no.
He might not lose a game in college.
Oh.
And then the pandemic hit, and his star took off over the summer, shining at its brightest. And you start looking at the rules, and you're like, well, wait a minute. He's only been here how long? A year? And then you're like, uh-oh. He's third-year eligible.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking that, okay, if we don't play games in the fall, is that it? Mm-hmm. And it was. That was it. And we got the one game October 3rd against Central Arkansas, and he declared for the NFL that Monday later. And so, obviously, the correct choice for him. But, yeah, the last game we're watching, we're thinking, hey, this guy, this is going to be great. We got him for 2023. I mean, national titles are stacking up.
Yeah.
But as far as the comp, you know, he's bigger than Russell Wilson. He's around 6'3", 6'4". I think he's more athletic and physical than Deshaun Watson. He's got a little Josh Allen in him. I think you're right when you bring that name up. And then as far as the FCS level, there hasn't been a player, you know, his caliber, I would say, since Steve McNair at Alcorn State in the 1990s. And that's a name that gets brought up a lot because of playing in the FCS in 1AA at that point in time. But, you know, he truly has his own unique skill sets. And I think soon a lot of people are going to be comping him and saying, hey, these guys look like Trey Lance once he gets rolling in San Francisco.
Wow, good stuff. Jeff, we'll keep you for another minute or two here. Jeff Calhane, the North Dakota State Bison play-by-play. It's great to get this vivid background here of his rise here. I'm looking at that game you talked about. It's James Madison. Am I reading this right? He rushed the ball 30 times in that game?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Well, how'd that happen? And then that brings the concern of the NFL body and wear and tear. We're not looking for 30 rushes out of Trey Lance on a Sunday in the NFL, Jeff.
No, you can't do that, right? I mean, that's not going to happen. At our level in college, certainly you can get away with that. And, I think the game plan going in, we were playing a very evenly matched team in James Madison. North Dakota State and JMU have turned into the two powers in FCS college football over the last four or five seasons. So, what do? When you have an evenly matched game, you take the best player on the field and you let him work. And that's what he did. And, he threw the football well when he was asked to. He made some great throws early in the game, eluding the pass rush and stepping up and firing accurate passes to extend drives over the middle. But on that day, he was asked to help this group win games by making it happen with his legs. And, there was a play, guys, on the first play of the fourth quarter. It was 4th and 22 from about the 43-yard line, and he was obviously dropping back the pass. I should correct myself, 3rd and long from the 43-yard line. And he dropped back, and James Madison, for whatever reason, dropped back and went man-to-man on 3rd and 22 and 23 and lost sight of him. And he took off, and you're thinking, well, he's going to get the first down. And then all of a sudden he kicked it into another gear, and he's up the far sideline, and he scores a touchdown from 43 yards out on the biggest play of the game against one of the best rushing defenses at our level. And certainly you're not going to have him run the ball 30 times in the National Football League. But I think, the way that the quarterback position is trending, he is starting to fit the mold of your new prototypical, quarterback in the National Football League. And I can't wait to see what he and Kyle Shanahan come together with and bring to the table in the offense out in the back.
It's a great place to wrap up the interview, Jeff, but I have one last one, and that was just about his throwing. And one, Greg Cosell is our favorite guy, NFL Films executive producer. He comes on a lot, and he did extensive breakdowns of Trey. And the thing he centered on was his play action back to the defense experience. And just to speak to that, Jeff, just how polished he was under center.
Yeah, guys, I think one of the things that has developed here at North Dakota State in the quarterback room with that position group is the offense they run here and what they ask their quarterbacks to do when they get to the line of scrimmage and also diagnosing things pre-snap is pretty similar to what's going on in the NFL right now. I mean, it's not a spread offense. It's not an offense where, the quarterback claps his hands five times and then looks to the sideline and gets a new play. The quarterbacks here are asked to get this offense in the right play at the line of scrimmage. So they're asked to do things that quarterbacks are doing in the National Football League right now. And then to what you're talking about, and I've seen and heard Greg talk about this, and I'm with you. He's a stud. I've got a lot of respect for his analysis. Play action, starting under center, and making throws in those ways with those types of plays is what NDSU quarterbacks do here. And they get the ball out quickly. They go through their progression. One of the things, the misconceptions you think or hear about with a running quarterback, if his first read isn't there, he's going to take off and tuck it and run. It's not the case with Trey Lance. He's going to go through his progression. He's going to hit his third or fourth receiver if need be. And if the defense wins, he's got the skill set to extend the play and hurt you in that way as well. So you're right. The play action passing, he has got that mastered as a 20-year-old quarterback, and I think just that's another example, one of the reasons why the future is very bright and the ceiling very high for Trey Lance out of San Francisco.
We got to get you down here, Jeff. You got family here; it's a special place. You got your quarterback here. I see. I got to get
it's
you down
on
the sidelines, Jeff.
Yeah.
Pregame,
Hey, boys, I'm with it. I've got family in Atherton, also
nice.
In the East Bay in Danville.
Nice.
I've made sure to frequent up north a little bit too in wine country. So,
nice.
Oh, look at you.
Definitely love the city, love San Francisco, and yes, I'll be out there soon.
Jeff, shoot the water boy a text when you do, our producer, and then we'll all go raise a glass to Trey Lance, man. So appreciate you coming on, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate you.
Jeff Culhane, very good, by the way.
Family in Atherton, vacations in wine country.
You went Atherton, Danville, wine country.
Not a bad little trifecta.
Shout out to the Culhane's flow.
Well, shout out to the 1%ers. You guys know what I'm talking about. I mean, I believe that's the cut.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.